Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Top 5 Tuesday on Mic'd Up, and you already know the direction we're going. It's top 5 NFL draft classes from this past draft. Now, some guys did it better than others, and I don't want to focus on the Atlanta Falcons here because I know that no matter who you read, they've all got their ideas of what the Falcons did right and what they didn't do right and where they traded up and who they got and whatever else. That's neither here nor there. No matter who you read, they're all going to mostly have the Falcons in their bottom 10. But I want to focus on who actually did do a good job. Not the Falcons didn't, but who I thought had the best draft. All right, so we'll go ahead and start with number 5.
Number five,
I'm actually going to go out west here to our buddy Jim Harbaugh. All right, number 5, the Los Angeles Chargers. I love Joe Alt as a prospect. He was actually kind of compared to a bigger version of Jake Matthews. I think he does a lot of good things. And then you get Ladd McConkey in the second, and a team that really needed wide receiver help. I thought they got good value on him. Justin Aboigbe, we talked about, out of Alabama, that plays the defensive tackle spot. And Cam Hart, the cornerback, amongst other picks. I thought that Jim Harbaugh did a pretty nice job in his first draft back in the
day. Yeah, I like the way some of the draft came along once you got through it. The Ladd McConkey pick, that's the one for me. I mean, you were able to shore up the offensive line and still get a wide receiver that is expected to come in here and make an instant impact.
And they got a great pass protector for Justin Herbert. Yeah. So
that's a great point. Yeah. Great point. Had to have an offense tackle. All right, let's move along.
Number four,
I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. I thought that there was a lot of good value in their picks. Now, I don't know that any of these guys are game-changing, and I kind of don't love the fact that the whole story coming off cornerback Nate Wiggins was Dabo Sweeney was calling the Ravens, being like, hey, you got to take this guy. But Nate Wiggins, great player. I think Roger Rosengarten is a good offensive tackle. I think Tez Walker, who's a guy who we talked about a ton at the wide receiver position, as a possibility. And then you got Devin Leary kind of later in the draft as a quarterback option when you kind of get down to it. And when you add all those guys together, I think it's a very, very solid draft class for a team that still has a lot of top-tier players as far as guys already on their roster.
Well, what I like is the value they got in TJ Tampa, getting him late. I don't know why he fell, but I remember watching that kid play at Iowa State. He could play. That, to me, is you got two quality corners, like Nate Wiggins, a local guy here from Atlanta, obviously played at Clemson. But you got two, to me, quality players in college when they were in college at the cornerback position to shore up an already really pretty good defense last year.
And you got Derrick Henry in free agency. So shaped up pretty good for them.
Talk to me. All right, let's move on.
Number three.
Actually, a lot of people thought this team kind of won the draft. For me, it's a little bit lower. The Pittsburgh Steelers. They got Troy Fatanu, the offensive guard, offensive tackle, and they also shored up the inside with Zach Frazier. Peyton Wilson, who got a ton of value out of Peyton Wilson. I mean, he's a guy who was an All-American. I don't know if you saw the reports coming out that he doesn't have an ACL in one of his knees. That was one of the reasons he absolutely tumbled down draft boards. He's had some knee issues. He is a thumper at linebacker, and I think a lot of the medicals kind of force him lower. But he's a really good player, and so you ended up getting good value, and I think he finally fell far enough to where the Steelers were like, you know what? Kind of worth the risk at this point, man. But I got the Steelers right there. You shore up the middle of that offensive line. You get Roman Wilson, the wide receiver, who is a very, very good player. And then you get a number of guys along the defensive front, Ryan Watts, Logan Lee, and like I said, Peyton Wilson, really, really good player.
Yeah, I like Roman Wilson a lot. He's a good catcher of the ball, Mike, and he's very
good catcher of the ball.
Very fast.
Got his mitts on.
But he's not a prototypical Arthur Smith quarterback. When you look at him, he's only 5'11", 185 190 pounds. So he's not necessarily the big body guy that Arthur Smith's offenses normally have, but they do have Pickens, who's a bigger guy. But he's a feisty guy. He played for Michigan. You know what that means?
He's a Michigan man?
He'll run block.
Oh, okay.
I feel like a lot of these lists, and I keep going back to, okay, well, here's what they did in free agency to kind of go with what they did in the draft. But that's what a lot of these grades, articles, they're factoring in that as well. So, yeah, I'd say that's – what did you have, Matt, again? Three?
Three.
Okay, I think I know who one is.
I know I'm
– Who do you think one is?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
Tell me who you think one is right now.
I think it's the Eagles.
Who do you think, Tiff?
That was going to be mine.
Let's move on to number two.
Number two.
Number two is the Philadelphia Eagles. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles. I think a lot of people did have them at one as well, like the Steelers. Quinyon Mitchell, phenomenal player. You got Cooper DeGene as your other cornerback. You had to have those guys.
Is it DeGene or DeJean?
I don't know. I'm not going to try to make it more difficult than it needs
to
be.
Like the mustard.
My favorite pick out of all these is Ania Smith, the wide receiver out of Texas A&M. Yeah, we talked about it on Saturday. Huge fan of his. You also got Jeremiah Trotter, who's kind of gone viral. His dad was a big part of that organization. And you got Will Shipley, the running back, man. I think he's done a lot of good things. There are a number of players that they got, I think, excellent value out of. So I think you could have been correct in saying that I could have had them at number one.
You probably had maybe the Commanders.
What do you think?
Might be your number one.
Let's see. Who was not mentioned?
When she zags, are you going to?
You're going to be wrong.
I think you have the Bengals.
Let's go to number one.
Oh, did you
number one.
Comment?
Number one is the Commanders.
Woo!
All right, go ahead and get it. What do you have to say about the Eagles?
No, moments passed.
All right. Number one, we have the Commanders. And I just love this because I was in love with Jaden Daniels as a prospect. They didn't make it any more difficult than it needed to be. Let's go up and get Jaden Daniels. And obviously, everybody's going to talk about Caleb Williams and what he's going to do in Chicago. Jaden Daniels, as far as that number two slot goes, never a doubt. Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle we talked about till we were blue in the face, ends up in Washington. Mike Sanders still the cornerback. I'm a huge fan. And I might not be a bigger fan of anybody in this draft than Ben Sinnott, the tight end out of Kansas State. My goodness, he plays the H-back role. He's a fullback. He can go up and get the ball. Just a really, really good player. Luke McCaffrey you got later in the draft. So a huge draft for the Washington Commanders, man. I love it. I love it.
Any final nugget for you that you want to get in?
You like Jaden Daniels? Wanna... Like that pick? Like it?
You got 5 seconds. Let's go.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer at two. Kind of a layup.
Had to.
That's like missing a layup in a drill.
Don't do
that. That was your top five Tuesday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.